Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
I don't know. Oh, Colonel, are you spent?
Oh, God.
A little bit. That's all right, though. I'm feeling better now.
Are you? You got that out? You got that worked out of your system now?
Yeah, I'm feeling loose.
It's always a good show when the Colonel starts off with a sock.
Yep.
Good Lord. You got
the refractory period, baby.
That's right. I'm sorry. This is always by special request. Apparently, there's not enough socks anymore. So
I never see them in the comments by special request.
This is a personal one.
No, okay, fair enough. You know what? I will say this though. Before we get going, I do love watching our preview screens while the intro is going, and all of us are just like rocking out in the background, getting ready for the show. Ziggy's on drums. I'm on guitar. Colonel's mosh pitting it up somewhere.
No, the fucking keytar.
The keytar? Okay.
That guy's got a tasty fucking kick drum going on that song, man. I love that shit.
Man, you know who played the best keytar, though? The Bangles.
Wrong. There's way better guitar players than the Bengals.
Arguably.
Alrighty. Who we got in the house tonight? Let's say hello.
Hello.
Alright. Looks like we got Dave in here. We got Ick, of course. Woo! James. Tyrone's here. Dude. Tyrone, I tell you. Tyrone needs to join some kind of ghost hunting group investigation source because he's spotting all the orbs in my background on all these videos.
Oh, obviously, we can't watch your screen the entire time. We're looking at comments. We're getting ready to set up elements and shit, man. So, but fuck, I saw four of them last week. This ain't set up, man. We ain't making this up.
How the hell could I make this up? I mean, it'd be great, but we don't have that kind of budget. I mean, look at this shit.
Ghost hunting community frowns upon us.
We got Andrew in here, and we got Lorena and James. All righty. Thanks for tuning in, guys. It's good to have y'all in here.
Welcome. God damn it, welcome.
Let's get that going. Let's get up here to this. All right. Don't forget, if you are new to the show, make sure to Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and hit that YouTube subscribe bell. That's the best way to get all the DCS stuff delivered right to you. As Zigzag likes to say, just fresh and delivered straight to your face like a, I don't know,
fresh
like a fast food worker.
Without the stink.
We got Patricia and Chris in here as well, or otherwise known as FaZe. By the way, we did also drop a new episode or a new segment, Stories Around the Campfire, for our new episode. It's a review of The Stylist, which dropped today on Arrow Player. Make sure to get to arrow-player.com, download that.
I'm sorry. I have to. Property of Arrow Films.
Arrow-player.com. Sign up for their 30-day free subscription. Watch that movie. We highly recommend it.
They got a good, yeah.
It's quite interesting. And also, let's thank our members. We got a new one this week.
Woo!
We got the FaZe family in there. We've got Christy. We've got Luke. That's our new one. And we've got Tyrone. So, gentlemen, ladies, final girls and guys, thank you very much for visiting us. Tyrone, next week I will move your name over where it doesn't bleed over on top of Colonel's name.
Yes.
We'll figure something out for that. Post-production, get on this shit.
Oh, get your shit together. But I do think it deserves this.
Golf clap. Golf clap.
Sorry, it's been literally weeks since I've done any of these jobs. None of these.
You know.
James. Go ahead.
I was going to say, just these that's this first group we have here, these subscribers. I mean, hell, man. Can't thank you enough. And, you know, keep an eye out for some peeks at a possible exclusive merchandise coming your way just for you.
Yeah.
Whoa, what's he wearing there? Hey, what is that? Wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
What? Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah. No. Yes. There you go.
Blazing sorry, I got a stretch here. My bad. It's been a long day.
I don't know where I feel about that. Let's walk in the line, that one there. But that's a good design. And it's Death Curse Society, baby. We love Chris. You kidding me?
We walk the line, too. So we're a lot like Johnny Cash in that matter. But hey, I did wear this out in public on Saturday. Only got laughs from it. Only got like, hey, I dig that. You know, I even asked a couple people straight up that I thought might be offended by it. And they were like, no, that's cool. Now,
just if you didn't get to see the whole thing there, that is Chris Higgins from Friday the 13th, Part 3, with the branded Me Too movement right there.
I can't get it all on the camera.
He's in, man. I know. I'm sorry. We're sick. We need help. We just need help. This is the kind of things. I don't know. You know.
Stuck on the Johnny Cash thing. If we're like Johnny Cash, we walk the line. Kind of be the Johnny Cash that's high as hell eating cake in a bush.
Yes, absolutely. I
highly recommend that. Fuck.
Thank you.
That's the only way to go, man. But no, these will not be for sale.
No,
legal reasons. but they will be available for our members and those that stick around for a few months.
You get it.
You get one of these. Well, the top tier members, the final girls and guys.
Right, right. Of course.
Right. So
you get it. Right. That's it. That's the one. I mean, what the fuck? That's a cool fucking shirt, man.
Yeah. All right, James. We plugged Arrow Video. He says Arrow Video for life. James, feel free to make the pitch in the comments to other reasons why these people should check out Arrow Video and subscribe. And Andy also says, I saw Johnny Cash and June Carter. Well, Andy, you're older than me, so.
Dude.
Lucky.
He's ingrained in the music. I love that shit.
I love the music, too.
I can talk. I can hang with you. I can go fucking band for band with the metal bands with you, bro. But you got me on a lot of those other ones. I did see Jackson 5, though, once.
The Pepsi Tour?
Yes.
Yeah.
Victory Tour.
The Victory Tour, yeah.
Slash the Thriller Tour.
My buddy Julian always rubs that in my face when we start talking about music.
BK knows he was there if he's in the room. I don't know if he's here yet.
Yeah. That's the one he throws in my face every time I bring up a cool concert that I've been to. So, alrighty, gang. Our topic for tonight is, especially since we just got off the hose last week, we're going to be talking about our favorite films written or directed by women, our top five. So get your list together. Yeah. Get your list together and start throwing them in the comments. We'll rank those off of yours as well later on. And yeah. It's going to be fun. I think this is an interesting topic. So I'm hoping for a lot of variety in this. We'll see.
We will see.
We shall see. All right, Colonel, you ready to get us started with the top five?
You bet your fucking sweet ass I am, because you know why? My French overlords are not being very friendly. So,
jeez.
I'll be honest with you,
but they're being very French.
They are being very French.
and I will have Orson Welles in here next time.
Yeah, they just haven't given up yet. It's just surrender already, but they haven't. So my list kind of sucks. I'll be honest, it's not a bad list. But Deborah Hill, sorry. You did not cross my mind making my list. It was strictly directors for whatever fucking reason. So there's some gems missing off my list, but that's okay. Because, God damn it, I'm sure I'll have one or two these guys won't have. One, I'm pretty positive they won't.
Yes. But
starting off at number five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jennifer's Body. I think we've all seen this movie by now. I'm pretty sure we all agree that it's a little bit ahead of its time. It's more set for today's world than it was, 10, 12 years ago when it originally came out. Still not a favorite, but I thought it was a good movie. It's worth one watch, at least. Maybe two if you turn the sound off. Who knows?
And you have an extra sock laying nearby?
Yeah, that's more for Ick, because I have a feeling that sounds right up his alley. like I said, not the best, but it was good. Definitely groundbreaking for the time. Coming in number four. This might shock some people. It even shocked me a little bit. Pet Sematary. Now, there's another movie on my list that's an honorable mention I actually like more than this. But I had to be open-minded and say, okay, this one is the superior film. I think I like the other one better because it's cheese galore and... Little Colonel thought it was a better movie. So the nostalgia reasons is why it's not Little Colonel. Believe it or not, I used to be little. But what was there to say about Pet Sematary? That hasn't already been said.
Good movie.
So here we go. Number three. A movie that hasn't aged well for me. The Slumber Party Massacre. A little fast, but hey, that's okay. We all seen it. Great slasher film with a bunch of TNA. But man, like I said, it has not aged well. It's not nearly as entertaining as it once was. But I recently watched Slumber Party Massacre 2 for this list. And you know what? Slumber Party Massacre is a fucking... That deserves an Oscar after you watch Slumber Party Massacre 2. I didn't even watch fucking with 3 at that point. I was like, nope. So, there we go. Like I said, I don't want to steal Thunder. I'm not a total dick. I really want to steal the Thunder on this one. To piss Zag off from a number two. But I won't. I'm going to say this movie is fucking finger-licking good, Near Dark. In my opinion, the best vampire movie from that year. Fuck the Lost Boys. It's all about Near Dark. Lost Boys is a good film. Near Dark's a great horror film. You got to love it. They don't even say the word vampire in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
And just that scene in the bar where they're pretty much just playing with their food. Fucking awesome. And you gotta love the fact that the time she was dating James Cameron pretty much got the cast from fucking Aliens.
Right.
That's a hell of a cast for your debut film. I think we all agree with that. Lance Anderson and Bill Paxton. Like, it's fucking awesome. Best vampire movie possibly of that decade. That's up for debate. I wouldn't go that far yet, but Near Dark is near perfect. So coming in, my honorable mentions, one I'm sure no one has on their list, and I don't think it deserves all the hate it gets, even though the kid is extremely annoying, The Babadook. I thought this was entertaining, worth one watch, like I like to say. If it's worth a watch, it's like, yeah, go ahead. Now, maybe I'm completely blind, oblivious. I'm still trying to figure out how this is a granted, he comes out of the closet, but I'm trying to figure out how this is a pro-gay film, you know, homosexual film. Hey, by all means, take it. That's fine. I just haven't figured that out yet. Like I said, I'm just oblivious to it. And like I said, the kid's really fucking annoying. He might be the kid, that kid from Maximum Overdrive run for his money.
That
isn't the kid supposed to be annoying, though?
Exactly.
Okay.
A hell of a job being annoying. Like,
right.
I wanted to shake the shit out of a little bastard from time to time. And I don't corporal punish like that at all. But this kid was just too much for me. It's just, no. But again, I don't understand why I get shit on. It wasn't that bad of a fucking movie. I'm not saying it's great, but it wasn't bad. Come on. So my second honorable mention, which I think is better than my fourth mention on the list, Pet Sematary 2. Yes, I'm lame. That is.
That graphic did not translate well, did it?
Oh, look at that. It did not. That was the Vaseline cover. There you go.
There you go. That's all you get.
Yeah, Clancy Brown.
That's fucking Pet Sematary 2. We all know the first one's better, but Little Colonel loved this one. Yeah, fucking John Connor in it. All right. Had the dude from Highlander in it.
Mm-hmm.
You see the mashed potatoes going down his throat, and he's all, ha, 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 looking at there and stuff. Yeah, the bullies getting their just due.
He's the coolest from that whole movie, Clancy Brown, for sure. That's
Clancy Brown is the coolest in fucking anything he's in. Even SpongeBob. Clancy Brown's a fucking man. I mean,
he's one of my favorite. Oh, it's that guy, actors. You see him in all the movies, you know? That's definitely, he's definitely one of them.
It's just, for nostalgia reasons, I had to at least get an honorable mention because I loved it. And I even admit the first one's far superior now. I still like Pet Sematary 2 more for that reason. And my last honorable mention, this is more of a shout-out to my sister because I had to watch this movie a million fucking times growing up.
I wondered about that.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I mean, she's hot. You know, the girls watching the movie, Luke Perry's hot. Had a fucking Pee Wee Herman in it. Rucker Hauer. One of the best on-death kills, or at least death scenes. With it was like 20 fucking minutes. Donald Sutherland went in it. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. I wasn't,
it's a bit long.
Yeah, it's like, no. But, you know, yeah. There we go. And that's all it really means. So she's hot. And coming in at number one, this is one of the better horror movies ever, fucking ever made, in my opinion.
Damn.
American Psycho. I love the fact people dog on this movie, and it's like, it was directed by a woman. You realize this, yes? Oh, no. It's like, well, it was. It's just such a great behind in the mind of a serial killer in the 80s. You know, the whole yuppies fucking clique he's in, and just how just really weird they are. Like, he's almost like the normal one. Like, when you really get to know this crew he's in, it's like everybody's, you know, drugged out or. I guess it was the 80s. I wouldn't know. I was still shit my pants then. But it doesn't matter. I love this movie. And one day I really hope to obsess over a business card as much as Patrick Bateman.
I don't know. Nice.
Thunder, so there's the Colonel's top five list. Arguably could have been better, and I would agree. But
he doesn't want to steal any fucking thunder over there. You motherfucker.
But he did. A little
he
bit.
Did. Oh, he did a lot. He did a lot. Thanks, mm-hmm. Colonel. Thanks.
You're welcome. Well, thank you.
Hey, I went ahead and dug something up out of the archives too, since you mentioned Pet Sematary 2. Here's a little something extra for you.
You're gonna die, Junior. You're gonna die. Eat this, asshole.
Hey, this is Eddie Furlong. You're watching Death Per Society. Pet Sematary 2, motherfuckers.
No, I actually forgot all about that.
Pet Sematary 2, motherfuckers.
Still,
the funny thing is, remember when he was all fucked up making the movie and he freed all those lobsters?
Yeah.
That literally was not far from where I live.
Oh, really?
It was literally like 20, 30 minutes away. I was like, oh, shit.
Dude, when I met him, he was high as fuck.
Really?
It was funny shit. Yeah, yeah.
On the Chiba, or was he on something else?
I think just on the Chiba, because he was. I heard him asking or talking to somebody about it. He was like, "I can't believe this shit's legal here in Oklahoma." And I was like,
and "Where?" Like, wow.
Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Oh, my ass meat.
Oh no. Oh no, no.
You're just waiting for that, weren't you?
You just already turned up.
And then let's hit some of these comments. There were a couple up here that I want to get to. There it is, I think. That's the first one. All right. Patricia says her shirt has a cat with eye lasers while riding a shark in space. We need to see a picture of this shirt. Please post that to Death Curse Society's Facebook page, please. I would appreciate that. Dave says, well, I'm drinking. Cheers, Dave.
Me too.
Hashtag me three. Granted, I'm sure I'm not drinking what Dave's drinking. It's just
no, I'm probably not either, but, you know. Since we're talking about shirts, Andy's wearing a George Thorogood and the Destroyer shirt. Rock on.
What do I got here tonight? Oh, here we go. Greetings from Crystal Lake.
Oh, nice. The postcard version.
Yes.
Oh, I'm just having one of the shirts. We're going to do all that.
Oh.
Back from the dead. No, he wasn't. Cut it out being Roy.
Roy.
That's a deceiving shirt. Lorena says, I have one with cats riding tacos in space. Where do you fucking find these shirts?
I can't even get my head around that, man. It's just out there too much.
I think Patricia says, that's awesome to Lorena, to which Lorena responds, Patricia, pretty sure I still have that one. We could be twinsies. Jamie says, underrated movie. Not quite sure which one you're talking about. I think that came in around the time of Jennifer's Body, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Jamie. Dave says, extra socks.
I need some. Who's a little crusty.
Is that who's requesting that, I see?
Nope.
No? All right. Tyrone. Thank you, Tyrone. Top women-directed films. He's just going directed, all right. His number 5, Pet Sematary. Number 4, The Rage. Carrie 2. Interesting. Number 3, A Night to Dismember. There you go. Doris Wishman. Totally Bizarre Editing gets this on the list. I guess we've got more coming. Oh, there it is. Yep. Number 2, Home Sweet Home. He says, make a sound and I will kill her to a mime. What? I need to watch that one. Honorable mention, Humanoids from the Deep, Slumber Party Massacre, and there we go. There's the last one. Number 1, Bloodbath, and Trek the Vampire. I watched this on Bloodorama Classic. Interesting. All right.
More
fun. I'll admit, doing research for this, there's a lot of films I have not seen. Especially newer ones that I probably really should. Like, some of them sounded cool. Was it, maybe on one of your guys' list, was it Raw or something like that? Maybe like high cannibalism with losing your virginity or something. I was like,
Rabid.
Rabid, yeah. Yeah, except a lot I haven't seen. I'm a little disappointed in myself.
Yeah. Oh, the remake?
The original when we did like 81 or something like that.
Yeah, that's a
crow. Rabbit was on yours and my list, but not his, I think.
Definitely super creepy one, man. But then those two sisters did the remake.
The Suska sisters.
Yes.
I don't know why I'd hate them, so for no reason, no legitimate reason. So I've never watched any of their movies. I'm like, no, fuck them. That's stupid, but I can't help it.
Well,
I'm sure they could say, Brandon, I've heard bad things about them, but
I could say, but I'd rather not, you know, because I don't want to twist any nipples on this show. Judy says, blah, ha, ha. It definitely would make him say giggity. I think she's referring to Ick. This must be Miss Ick.
That's Miss Ick.
Yeah. And talking about the sock thing from earlier. God damn it. Uh-oh. And God damn it, Colonel, you lost me at Fuck the Lost Boys.
Yep. Yeah, it's but
Colonel likes to do that.
I understand.
Sometimes.
Colonel likes to do that. James says, annoy all the children and have them watch Arrow films. Everything from Marx Brothers stuff to J-horror. All right.
It's all property of Arrow Films.
See, they don't get that.
It's fine. We can say it. It's fine. We get some screeners here and there, and this particular screener had big transparent text at the top half of the screen that said property of Arrow Films. So it was just
literally it took up that much of the screen whenever you're trying to watch this movie. It was slightly annoying, but
now we appreciate after. I'm just saying it was just a little bit distracting, a little bit.
Yeah, most of them are about the size of like this at the bottom, right. But this one was huge. Jamie says, follow his page, Horror Geek Guys. We'll check that out, man.
We appreciate
Yeah. And he says, to be honest, it was better than the remake.
He must mean Rabid one, I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Either Rabid or Pet Sematary, maybe.
Probably Pet Sematary.
Oh, part two was better than the remake. Agreed.
Yeah, because you didn't know it was going to happen. It wasn't ruined in the trailer.
Worst trailer decision in the history of horror trailers was blowing that twist.
That was a bad idea. All right, Patricia's got her list here. I'm going to go backwards, though. Number 5, A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. Number 4, Pet Sematary. Number 3, Ravenous. Yeah. Number 2, Blood Diner. Man, that was close to mine. That was so close to mine, but I couldn't do it. And number 1, American Psycho. American Psycho seems to be quintessentially loved.
Good list, though. Good list.
Yeah, yeah. Looks like Tanya is bragging about trying to introduce Colonel to something good. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, Christy Swanson.
Now that's something good.
Yeah, she's cute, man.
She's still cute, man. We saw her in Indy, didn't we? Or Kansas City.
Look, here's James hasn't seen any of the Suska Sisters movies.
I had to put security on crank.
I'm surprised at that.
See, they didn't have to put security on me, but they just chose to. It was probably better that way. Yeah, James says he hadn't seen any of the Suska Sister movies. That's to each his own. Judy loved American Psycho. Jamie says, great movie. Patricia says, though, my boyfriend hates American Psycho. Well,
it's just so, it's good the way they make fun of that yuppie culture. I love it.
Maybe you need to find a boyfriend with better taste. I don't know. Just saying. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I can see why some people don't like it.
Causing trouble.
No, I could see why some people wouldn't like that movie, but that was one that had to grow on me. I wasn't a huge fan of it the first time I saw it either, and then as I kept watching it in later years, I grew to appreciate it more. Lorena says, I need to watch A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. Yes, you do. Jamie says, Saskia's sister movies are okay, sometimes just too arty for my liking, I think he's trying to say.
Ooh, seen a lot of that lately with some of these titles you've been watching.
Yeah. Excuse me. All right. James says, so no Onibaba for you then? I don't know. Are we ordering sushi? What's going on here? Just kidding. Interesting clip. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, James. Lorena, I tried to sad emoji that, and it wouldn't let me. Raincoat and newspapers, I'm telling you.
Have you said Edward Furlong being like,
oh, maybe. I don't know what that's about exactly.
Oh, okay, he's in the street. There it is.
Jamie's crying. Yep. FaZe, Great List Colonel, American Psycho, one of my favorite books. Hell yeah.
Thank you, FaZe.
Bret Easton Ellis, correct? Is that right? Is that the author's name? Kiara, yeah! I'm late, but I'm here. Rainbow! Didn't have time to put a list together, but it's most likely some movies in all three of your lists. Yeah, we probably have a few of the same. Another crying, laughing emoji from Jamie there. James, Segundamano is a Filipino horror movie. Joyce E. Bernal directed it and was decent. Got to write that down.
Put that on the list.
Put that on the list.
You just made the list.
Segundo Mano. Something like that. All right. Cheers, guys. And yes, he was talking about Pet Sematary. All right. Glad we got that figured out. Dave said, glad I never saw the trailer then. Just watched the flick and thought that wasn't so bad. On edibles, though. Yes.
It does make a difference.
Dude, that would make a huge difference because and we talked about this when we reviewed that movie back a couple years ago. If that hadn't been in the trailer, that would have been such a huge shock in the film, and that would have changed my entire perception of the movie the rest of the way. But
you wouldn't have recovered from that.
I knew it going in, so it fucked it up for us. Silent D's in the house. There they are. James says Onibaba is a Japanese horror movie. Yeah, I was joking about the sushi comment. But I do like sushi.
It's like I lost Jamie when I said fuck the Lost Boys. Which right. You know, I feel like I do enjoy the Lost Boys. And then James said Onibaba. I was about to say James, you know, that's where he lost me, buddy.
Lorena is complimenting your list.
Yeah. J horror is not my favorite.
No, we know that. Lorena's complimenting your list, and James is just saying, the list! That's right. Yeah, see, guys, you can't read that. It keeps growing. There's a bunch of my little cat scratch signals on there for later review.
James, alrighty. There's some good deep cuts, too, man. He always looks like, oh, what?
Yeah, he does. Kiara says, let's see if we see any orbs and cranks screen this stream. They're there.
I haven't noticed yet.
They're going to be there. I don't know when, but they'll make an appearance.
He's doing it just so everybody will focus on his window. And you know what I'm saying? I don't know. We're just, we're down here.
Yeah.
And over there.
It's really not ghost orbs. It's just I fart a lot when we're on the show, and it's the remnants of that just floating through the screen. Sorry, guys. BK in the house. Oi, fellas.
BK.
See?
Ick says awesome, I think, in regards to the Mentos ad. And Lorena says, ha, I'm just glad that didn't segue into a Summer's Eve ad.
Oh, you know, there's probably going to be blocks of commercials that don't make it. Remember, Saturday Night Live used to do this, too, now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah. Saturday Night Live used to do it all the time.
But, you know, yeah. I just got tired of getting shut down. Left and right, everything we come up with. I went with something, you know.
Nope. Oh, hold on, guys.
What the fuck is that?
Hold on. I got word from our sponsors. We missed something.
Change often. Food odors cling to clothing. If you're a woman, don't use perfume. And keep clean during your menstrual cycle.
dreaming of summer, cool breezes, fresh air. When I want that feeling, summer's eve takes me there. It's clean, fresh feeling, keeps the good times on my mind. Summer's eve brings back freshness anytime.
Bring back the fresh, cool, clean feeling of summer anytime with summer's eve.
It's clean, fresh feeling, keeps the good times on my mind. Summer's eve brings back freshness anytime.
Just for you, Lorena, it's amazing how fast that uploaded. Like, this was supposed to be deleted forever, never see the light of day again. But I saw your special request, and I was like, fuck it, all right.
It wasn't a request!
Are we honoring female artists in this industry? What in the fuck?
It's a female product. It's not saying anything. It's a feminine wash.
That's not the kind of fresh that goes better in life, Colonel. That's not what I mean.
I like how it's already deleted from the content, too. It's like, nope, I'm going to put it up there for 5 seconds and take it down as soon as I run it.
Exactly.
Dick. All right. Before we get taken off the air, all right. Kiara, laughing my ass off. Judy, you can't convince Ick to watch Velocipaster. Got to convince him to watch that. Yeah.
Actually, isn't that part of Chad DeMoss's little world? Released that one.
I think so. Yeah.
Yes.
Ick says, "Holy swamp gas, Batman!" Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you never know. Patricia, my caregiver, just had a Mentos a bit ago. I just looked at her and laughed. She's listening with me.
you know.
Well, Patricia, I have a feeling. Have her keep listening, because we're going to have a little more fun, I think, with those later. Lorena, fuck, I summoned the summer sea.
Indeed you did.
Very good.
Oh, summer's eve, just for me. Yeah, well, that almost implies we're saying something, Lorena, but we're not. You know? Kiara says summer's eve sucks.
Okay.
Summer's Eve for the win from Dave and BK, freshening up the show, I see. Yes. Every now and then we need a little freshening up around here. It just helps us.
Pressure. Trust me.
Helps us with that. Helps us with that, you know, not so fresh feeling.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Monday Maniacs from Death Curse Society. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stick around.
The Death Curse Society has just become an associate producer on the film.
Yes.
Woo! Bravo. Woo! Bravo. Death Curse Society, guys, is so awesome. I met the guys, all three of the guys, at Indianapolis last year for Horror Hack. And I met those dudes, and I got to tell you, like, I hung out with them. We took pictures. I signed some stuff. They gave me a T-shirt. It was that's awesome. They are awesome guys. So super cool. I am so glad to have them on board this campaign and also on board the film. And now they are going to be IMDb credited as producers on this movie.
Everybody's on social media these days. Well, Death Curse Society is too. Look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And also, don't forget to look for us on YouTube. We drop videos on there all the damn time, and you don't want to miss it. It's good stuff. Death Curse Society. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Woo!
Hi, this is Danielle Harris, and you're watching Death Curse Society.
All right, Ziggy, you ready to get into yours?
What happened? What are we doing?
We're trying to honor women, but we keep derailing. Your top five female-directed horror films or written horror films.
Writer, directors from horror, females, got it. And honestly, this one wasn't that tough to get together because I just went with the ones that I really liked over the years. I don't have a whole lot of new ones on here. Big shocker. But let's just get right to it. Because of fucking these assholes. And even some of you fucking listeners and watchers have stolen the thunder off my list. I'm absolutely disgusted. But here we go. Number five, it's Humanoids from the Deep, Barbara Peters. It's a co-directing job. She was in there with somebody else. But just a freaky movie. And I was young when this shit came out and first saw. This is one of the ones they would run on that early subscription TV we had. It TV, whatever the fuck it was called. But yeah, Humanoids from the Deep. Memorable. You got sea monsters coming out of the ocean trying to mate with human females and killing the males, the competition. So it's pretty wild. It's fun. And it doesn't hold up at all, but it's fucking 80s. You know what I'm saying? Number four, Colonel completely rubbed it all out already and dried it with a sock. Pet Sematary, Mary Lambert. It was, you know, it's a good movie. The remake, they blew it. As we all agree with the trailer, revealing that not the boy, but the girl gets hit. If you didn't know, it sucks. Yeah. Number three.
God damn it. Rubbed it out.
What? What did I say? What did I say? I said he dried it with a sock, too. So
I know. I heard that, too.
Number three. Just because it's a good slasher, and yeah, it's a little cheesy to these dates, but it's still slick. The writing's very good. The Slumber Party Massacre, Amy Holden Jones, is a great job, man. She set out to do something that wouldn't exploit women in a horror film. Okay, but still a great movie. You know, I love it. It's just and the kills are good. The drill kills. There's some cool effects. Some good throat cuts. You haven't seen it. Go ahead, man. Check it out. Fuck the second one. Fuck the third one. But first one, it earned a place in 80s on the fucking... I don't know if it goes on Mount Rushmore, but it's up there. Maybe second tier. Number Ooh. Two.
Maybe in the gift shop of Mount Rushmore, but...
honorable mention, I guess, in that realm. But hey, it's, right. it's number three. For number two, again, Colonel already... He's completely dried out after talking about this one. Near Dark, Catherine Bigelow. What can you say, man? It's a vampire movie that doesn't say vampires. Just very cool, very slick the way it plays out and how he gets into the cult and then out of the cult. And I don't know. I guess the reversing was kind of cheesy, but I dug the way they... their escapes during the daylight and they had to avoid the sun too. I mean, it's a cool fucking vampire movie, man. If you haven't seen it, is it cooler than Lost Boys? That's debatable, man. I do think it's a bit slicker than Lost Boys. I can say that. But better movie, we don't know. They're right there though, neck and neck. No pun intended. Honorable mentions. Okay. Jennifer's Body. I mean, yeah. You guys all screenplay, you know, Diablo Cody, Karen Kuzuma did this, and fuck, man, it's good stuff. It's the only modern film I have on my list, okay? So there you go. Enjoy. Other honorable mention I had was American Psycho.
Wow. Only an honorable mention?
Well, yeah, you know, because I liked my other list and where I went for my number one, as you'll see in a minute. It'll make sense. Mary Harron, American Psycho. It's fucking Christian Bale gets introduced and he fucking knocks it out of the fucking park. And again, just the fucking making fun of all the goddamn yuppies. I loved it. I love it. It's just great. And plus, you know, Huey Lewis in the news. Come on, man.
Woo!
Yes.
Now you're talking my language.
So it leaves us number one. My only non-director, Miss Deborah Hill. Number one, she gave us Halloween. She gave us The Fog. She gave us Escape from New York and Halloween 2, just bam, 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 bam. Then it was a Season of the Witch and The Dead Zone she produced as well. So she maybe not directed these things, but she fucking wrote and produced some of my favorite horror memories from my youth growing up. So she deserves the spot of number one on any fucking list honoring women of horror that are behind the camera. So hats off and rest in peace, Miss Deborah Hill, and thank you.
Good list, though, Ziggy. I think it gets one of these.
Yeah, Very nice. Very nice.
You know,
man, can you imagine if Deborah Hill was still with us? Like, what if her and John Carpenter still work together, what they'd be able to churn out to this day? Can you even imagine?
Okay. Are we going to just ignore Escape from LA then?
Well, yeah, we're absolutely going to ignore that one.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. I couldn't imagine.
They can't all be great. There's going to be a dog here and there.
I know.
All right. We still got to go back to a couple of these. Andy says, does your horror YouTube stream ever have that not so fresh feeling?
Now, to be fair, all right, before we get too far, here's what I'm thinking. I got to do some research on it. I want to see if I can do a mashup for Helms. The male blue
thing. Yes.
Radio. Yeah. It's about hair loss and EDs and erectile dysfunction, all kinds of shit. Just prove that we're an equal opportunity.
Offender
here.
Fair enough. We'll
try to think of something for him just to make everybody happy.
Fair enough. Well, along that same lines, Ick says, with these guys, you need a wire brush to get rid of that not so fresh feeling. That might be the most correct thing you've ever said on this show, Ick. Lorena says, I love humanoids from the deep. Totally missed that one.
That's why I'm here.
James, yeah, humanoids from the deep. And this got me a minute ago. Ick says, Pet Cemetery, sometimes a dead sock is better.
It is.
Well, you don't have to take a sock out for dinner first.
True.
You're so wrong. Patricia said, I worked at a law firm for 10 years, so that's why I like American Psycho. So you know those people, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I knew people that were that too, and that's why I'm
yes.
Like, my God, this is fucking fantastic.
Yes. Patricia also says, subliminal messaging with the Mentos commercial.
What?
Fresh and milk. Lorena, there it is. Muffin!
Muffin! Muffin looks like she's smiling in that scene, doesn't she?
Muffin always gets a good round of applause whenever Muffin makes an appearance on this show.
She does. Too bad she's dead.
I know. I mean, that's too bad that's a dream sequence and that didn't even happen, but that's all right.
Muffin's not dead.
We honor the memory of Muffin on the Death Curse Society show.
You brought up something, and it made me think. One thing that we had briefly discussed a while back, since Colonel doesn't like, well, Colonel likes Near Dark better than the Lost Boys, and I like the Lost Boys better than Near Dark, we had talked about doing the DCS debates. That would be a good one to do with it. Get Ziggy to moderate. Take the Lost Boys... Colonel could take the Near Dark Pro.
That's what I'm saying. We're coming into it. You'd have to do some fighting, man, because I think I'd probably be leaning Near Dark a little bit.
No, the moderator has to be...
I know, impartial. I would have to make... Right. Watch both again right up back to back. Be ready.
Right.
We do.
Moderator has to be impartial.
So doing this in orange face.
This is going to be tremendous. That I can tell you.
Sorry.
Oh my God! If you do I get the aviator glasses then and get to call you Jack the entire show?
Yes.
Come on, Jack, dude! Come on, man!
Oh, for God's sakes! Don't you have a list or something?
We're getting to that. We're getting to that. See, Lorena says Muffin is not dead.
That's the debate. Right there.
We got Brucey in here. Attack Now. DCS Master. No, Master Debaters. Not just Master, not Bates. Master Debaters.
I don't know, man. Wouldn't you think that pile of mashed up fur and shit was actually Muffin?
As a matter of fact, it was.
Well, there
no!
you go.
No! Dr. Loomis doesn't know what he's talking
away
about.
From you, man. We're going to just take it. I'm going to drive... 4 or 5 hours up there.
It will be making an appearance at the con when we get there. So this is what we'll be using to do on the scenes shit with people. So,
all right, God, God damn it. I'm not even sure I want to show this next comment, but I'm going to. Hilarious. Andy says, if Crank takes the Lost Boys side, you know we're going to end up talking Twin Peaks.
I need a laugh button here, man. This is bullshit.
Actually, you know what, Andy? Damn it. I'm on the wrong page. This one's for you.
Fuck you.
Just kidding, Andy. Cheers. Dude, that'd be a weird 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon to get from Lost Boys to Twin Peaks. I'm sure I could do it, but that would take some work. Anyway.
Interesting. So you get there. I agree with Andy that it would come up. It's like a supporting argument somehow.
And Lorena says, there's no way to actually tell if that was Muffin. We're still talking about Muffin. At least we got off the Summer's Eve comments, so that's good.
Is All Muffin right. dead?
Yes.
That is the question. I know. I'm with you, Colonel. I think it was too. Because it didn't happen there that we saw, that jump scare scene.
All right. Well, Where's Paul? Let us know, DCS audience, if we should at some point down the road do a DCS debate between the Colonel and myself over Lost Boys and Near Dark. It's something we had discussed. We have not discussed it too thoroughly, but it has been talked about. So let us know if you like that idea and if it's something you would watch or want to watch. All right. Patricia says, I just posted a pic of the shirt. We will check that out right after the show. Thank you, dear.
Never, ever, ever under any circumstances say, I'll be right back, because you won't be back.
I'm getting another beer. You want one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in to the official Death Curse Society podcast, gang. Did you know we also have a website? Well, God damn it, we do. DeathCurseSociety.com. Get over there. Check it out. Look at all the stuff we've got. We've got all our YouTube episodes on there. We've got a membership program. We've got our store. You can buy some cool-ass shit. So get over there, DeathCurseSociety.com, and check it out. Woo!
All right, I guess it's my turn. Yay!
Oh, shit.
No Twin Peaks on this list.
Well,
but it will be one of the 6 honorable mentions.
No.
Don't wait for it. Now you almost have Twin Peaks every live stream. You got to now.
Look at this guy here. Never seen Lost Boys or Near Dark.
But it's fucking Brucey, and you know he doesn't watch a whole lot of horror movies.
And yet he saw
Willy's Wonderland.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, but he likes to ride Nick Cage's dick, so that's why he watched that. I understand that.
Wait a minute.
He's going to be so mad at me later.
It doesn't matter. That dream sequence thing doesn't matter because you guys know how to rile me up. Yes, that's why we are here. That's why we're here.
Alrighty.
Julian is back.
Oh, God. Hey, if that's Javion, turn. That's Julian's kid. If that's Javion, turn the tablet off. We tracked the IP on those last week, so.
Yes, sir. We're on to you, man.
Your dad wants to talk to you. It's either Javion or Youngsu. One of the two. Jeff. So, watch out, kids. I'm just warning you.
You got a snitch on you.
Well, I mean, it kept. That's a story for a different day.
I think you just put the fear of God into him because he's, you know.
Well, did we lose a viewer? Like he's like, shit, my dad will whoop my ass.
Those.
Colonel might be against corporal punishment, but. Julian is not. Alrighty. First off, I'm just going to get this one out of the way for my list because I'm not going to include her on my list for this reason. She would take up like three of the spots if we were just doing films. I like the way that Ziggy consolidated them into one, but I'm going to kind of say she's retired from this list because she would be the top of all time. Yes, Deborah Hill for me. So many movies from my youth that I just love. We already mentioned them all, so there she is. I still wanted to honor her, but she's not necessarily on the list because she... Didn't you do this once? She ascends the list for somebody.
Laurie Strode as the ultimate final girl. Yes, she transcends.
So
she's the champ. Everyone else is the contenders.
There. That's what
I said. And if you're riding that analogy here, I'm fine. That's good. I love
that. Then I'm.
Serves it.
In a court of law, I am citing that as precedent. That is the case law that I am citing. All right.
That's
good. I'm going to uphold the objection.
Fair enough. All right. My number five for women directed or written horror films. I've got quite a few different ones than these guys do. Number five is The Frighteners. Co-written by Fran Walsh, Peter Jackson's longtime partner. God, I love this movie. It's just too fun. I'm a huge Michael J. Fox fan. I kind of dig Jake Busey because he's from my home state, which will not be named. We already did the Oklahoma thing. We're not going to do it again.
You're lucky we don't have the other one loaded up, or you would be getting it.
This movie's just too fun. It's not quite horror, but it still counts, I think. Number four for me, and ironically, I think maybe only the second time this has ever happened, number four on all of our list, Pet Sematary. Yeah. Mary Lambert as the director of this. Very good job, especially for a 80s film. Just such a creepy movie most of the way. And I like the elements that she added to it, and I even like some of the elements that from the book that she did not include. I think the ones she left out were left out for good reason. So, again, that's a story for another day. But, yeah, definitely. Pet Sematary and Mary Lambert's direction of that. Number three. Number three, American Psycho with Mary Harron. Just a fun movie. Again, this is one that grew on me over the years. I did not like it the first time I saw it for some reason, but it came back to haunt me several times later. And, Jesus Christ, Christian Bale's performance is just over the top, but still terrifying in a way. So, ding! Number two for me, one of the newer films, and I actually finally watched this not too long ago, last week sometime, and was like, holy shit, how did I miss this? Colonel had seen it and said, oh, yeah, Crank, this is right up your alley. You will love this. And I was like, I'll get to it. Finally did, and holy fuck, The Lodge. Dude, I love this fucking movie.
Dude,
come on! Directed by Veronica Franz. So good. If you have not seen this, it's like a slow burn, a little bit different, but the hell this woman has gone through in her past and then gets put through by these little bastard kids that makes her go crazy again. Woo! Such a good movie. I can't really get too far into it without giving a whole lot away, but I really dug this. Like I said, I can't believe I waited more than a year to see this. Honorable mentions. First one is Ginger Snaps, written by Karen Walton. I believe this is a written by, not a directed by, but Don't quote me on that. This one probably, I would say this would be in at least my top five werewolf films, maybe even higher, maybe even top three. I didn't think I needed a female-centric werewolf movie until I saw this. And I did. I really fucking did. Now the sequels, two's not bad. Three is just awkward, but two's not bad for a sequel. Next one, they've already said it all. Near Dark. Great movie. No Lost Boys, but a great movie nonetheless. Directed by Kathryn Bigelow, her debut. Absolutely great. Co-written, too, by Kathryn Bigelow, if I remember correctly. Her and Eric Red, right?
I believe so. But don't quote me on that. I'll look.
Because didn't I think they had a deal they worked out together. I remember reading this somewhere. They co-wrote two movies together, and they directed that both of them were going to direct. Each one was going to direct one of the movies. And this was the one she wanted to direct, and the other one, I can't remember the name of right now, he wanted to direct. But they directed, his got released first, and then hers got worked on. So, yeah. Great movie. Brucey, if you haven't seen it, go watch it and The Lost Boys back to back. You are banned from gaming with us until then. There will be a pop quiz. So go fuck yourself. My next one, another kind of recent one, not directed, written by Gemma Hurley, Host, one of my favorite movies from just the last year, I think. Short, clocks in at like 57 minutes or something like that. But damn, this is a good movie. And I'm easily impressed, but I was impressed that they were able to film this during a goddamn worldwide pandemic, get it released, get it sold, and it's available on Shudder now. If you have not seen it, go check it out. One more honorable mention I wanted to throw out there just for fun, because I wanted a... Yeah, I wanted to mention Twin Peaks. No, we're not going to mention Twin Peaks. No, The Bye Bye Man. Directed by Stacy Tytle. Stacy Tytle did also a movie called The Last Supper, which is, if you haven't seen that, is a lot of fucking fun with Cameron Diaz and a bunch of other people in it. Ron Perlman. Ron Perlman plays this almost Rush Limbaugh style actor in The Last Supper. But The Bye Bye Man, I watched again not too long ago, and I wish they would have done more with this. I thought it was a decent movie. It's available on Netflix now, I believe. And they could have done a sequel to this, but I haven't seen anything yet. And my number one, this is as close to Twin Peaks as you're going to get, but it's the other guy, other director I normally really enjoy. Directed by Mike Flanagan, but co-written by him and his now wife, Kate Siegel, Hush. Jesus, this movie is good. It's a take on a home invasion film that I had seen similar takes to this before, but this one was so well done. And yeah, this is one of my favorite movies the last several years. It's just right up there. So there you go. Hey. That's my top five. Short and sweet. Woo!
And then you got one of these. Crank, you fuck. And then John says, you're a horror, Crank.
Man. neither one of them are wrong.
Andy
Thank
said,
you.
Where is it at? There it is. The Bye Bye Man was set in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Very near here. That's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if you guys and I had talked about that movie before, but it's an interesting one. It's different.
BK says there's a bar out here by me and Zag's house. The chicken wings suck, but the tits are amazing.
What is that?
Twin Peaks. He's not lying. I actually work with someone who works there.
Well, there's a chain of them.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Is it the chain?
I would assume.
Yeah.
It's a chicken doing joint.
Yeah, there's a restaurant like that, so. All right. Good Lord, you guys.
That was wonderful. Crank, I am proud of you, dude. That was a nice fucking list.
That was a good list.
It was really good. Gee.
Thanks, guys.
And in fact, it was so good.
No.
I'm going to give you my whole roll of Mentos.
The Fresh Maker.
You're welcome. I like that, buddy.
I like that one.
Yep. Got to get some Tom Atkins in there. You have to. It's
like, oh, absolutely.
In the law somewhere.
Absolutely. Dave says, I got to rewatch Near Dark. Haven't seen it since it was released. I need to find, I had it on video, but I haven't had it on DVD or Blu-ray. So I got to find that. He also says, I do love The Lost Boys. Hell yeah.
We all love The Lost Boys. The question was, is it a better film than Near Dark?
All right. Brucey says, Crank, I'm serving you up to Jason later.
Well, he's surveying you up to Jason later.
Yeah, I know, but you gotta read through Brucey's constant typos. There's
cue, various... another cue, a third cue.
Lorena says, great list, guys. The Fresh Maker. That's right. Oh, Hutt, since you guys were bringing up wing joints and boob joints. Oh, there it is. Hutch says, the Dragon's Lair, legs and eggs. That was a strip club here that used to serve breakfast. And that was their menu special was legs and eggs.
That sounds fantastic.
Doesn't it, though? All right. Lorena said, oh, she's working on a list. She said, had a hard time paring this list down. Work on that list for a minute, Lorena, and we'll chat about something else here for a couple of minutes. So, since we are speaking of female-directed and written horror films, if you guys haven't noticed, the last few videos we put out, a couple of them have been female-directed movies. We reviewed The Stylist, that video we dropped today. Did you guys want to talk a little bit more about The Stylist while we're here, Ziggy?
No. While
we're waiting for list?
Yeah, I'll say it again. Not quite what you would expect. You know, it kind of, they put it in there under the slasher category. Not quite a slasher, but don't let that deter you. This movie is entertaining and deserves a watch, man. Just to see how fucking demented this person gets. It's quite good. I highly recommend it. You'll enjoy it. Much worse ways to spend your time.
Yeah. And Colonel, you enjoyed this movie too. Maybe not as much as Ziggy and I, barely, but what do you think?
Like I said, it's still a good movie. Even if they didn't have the 30-day free trial, I'd say, fuck, it's $5 a month. It's well worth subscribing for 1 month just to see this movie for $5.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've said in the review, I've seen this movie before. Slightly different, but pretty much the same premise. I enjoyed that one better, but it doesn't take away from this movie. It's still worth the price of admission. Whether it be a 30-day free trial or someone can pay $5 for a month and give them a little bit of money, because Arrow Films does release some great fucking hard-to-find films on DVD and Blu-ray. So I say support them, because don't let physical media die, even though they got a streaming service. And it's like... But it's worth it. I think you guys have dig it for the most part.
Very true. Interesting.
I'm just fucking with Ick. That's all.
All right. You just feel like fucking with Ick tonight. No, I really dug this movie. Written and directed by Jill Jeffragisian. It's a different take. It's about a hairstylist who we find out very quickly is a serial killer who's scalping some of her clients and keeping their hair to make a connection with people. She's very socially awkward. She doesn't know how to really make friends. So she kind of lives through people's hair. And so it's a weird tale, but it's done very well. And I've been kind of really wrapped into some of these female directors and writers lately, because we also recently reviewed A Nightmare Wakes from Nora Uncle. And what's that? Pieces?
Is this one movie, two movies?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Cut down.
Yeah. We'll get to the next one. All right. But yeah, I enjoyed that one too. We were hoping to get an interview with her, but she had some issues come up and that didn't quite happen. But we may get her on at some point down the road. And then on Thursday, another movie drops on Shudder called Lucky, which is written by Bria Grant and comes out on Thursday. And we've already checked it out. We've got a review in the pipeline for it coming to you also on Thursday. So stay tuned for that. I thought that was worth a watch too.
Yes.
That one's
pretty, just got to pay attention, but it's fairly obvious where they're going and you'll see, but it's a good ride, man.
Dave, you might want to watch this one on edibles. Maybe you get be able to put pieces together better than we did.
Whew, that dude, that I don't know how you would make it.
It's just, yeah, it's an onion, man. There's many layers to that fucking movie for sure. I mean, again, there's much worse ways to spend your time than watching those two films. I mean, they're pretty good for modern horror. Okay, you know, this is where we're at. Yes.
Now, if you really want to waste your time, you watch last year's Fantasy Island.
No.
Watching Lucky.
No.
And The Stylist over Fantasy Island. Still, fuck that.
Speaking of The Stylist, Lorena has a fear of perms. I've learned over this week. And BK says bangs. Yeah.
Dude.
Patricia says, oh shit, hold on. And Andy throws on mullets.
You know those are making a comeback.
That's what they say.
Even my barber was trying to talk me into getting a mullet when I got my hair cut a few weeks ago. I was like, no.
No.
Dude, your hair's long enough to be a great mullet. I said, no.
No. You will be fired for the show for a mullet.
Well, now I'm going to let my hair grow out for a year again. And
here it comes.
Patricia says, great list, fellas. And then along those same lines, I'm not sure exactly what this means. Tyrone says, the Colonel's list, well thought out. Zig's list, nicely done. Cranked list, all consuming. Oh, wait. What?
Oh, wait.
Not quite sure how to take that, but all right. All right, Dave says, Kay, I'm starting edibles now. And depending on how many I do, maybe starting Twin Peaks. We're going to have a Twin Peaks watch party or something in the future. I don't know. All right, here's Lorena's list. Suspiria, from written by Daria Nicolidi. Number four, Satanic Panic from Chelsea Stardust.
Well,
that's so high up.
That's a good pull, though.
That's a good pull, but man, I'm kind of surprised that passed up some of the other ones to be number four.
Number six, Satanic Panic.
Shut the fuck up, Ziggy. All right, number three, Buffy the Vampire Slayer from Fran Cousieu. I don't know. Number two, Deborah Hill, absolutely. Halloween, The Fog, blah, blah, blah. Honorable mentions, Slumber Party Massacre from Amy Jones, The Love Witch from Anna Biller, and Pet Cemetery from Mary Lambert. And then her number one, of course, American Psycho from Mary Harron. Very nice, very nice. All right, and we have a Purple Goth that jumped in the room. Hello, Purple Goth.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. If you haven't subscribed, make sure to hit that bell up top. And join us every Monday. Woo!
Oh, by the way, You might want to join us next Monday because I'm 99.9% sure we have a special guest locked down. But I'm not 100% sure, so I'm not going to announce it. But this one will be cool.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens. But it's, I'm telling you, they're into it. Almost, yes. Almost tipped it there. And they were just clearing some things on their schedule, and they're going to let us know for sure. I was hoping I would have the confirmation tonight, and
right.
I don't have it yet. But next week, we are doing the films of 2006.
That's yes. your hint.
That's your hint. It's a tough list. But the guest will be relating to one of the films that should be on all of our lists. We will see.
Yeah, without doing much research, I'm already assuming where it's going to be on my list.
I can assume it's going to be on all three of our lists and probably very close to the top. But.
If not the top. But there's a couple other choices there. But that's for the 8th. That's next Monday. Films of 2006 with possible special guest.
Right. But
looks like it's going to be pretty good. Like it's going to happen. So don't miss that.
And 2 weeks away, we do have a special guest for the 15th. We're going to be ranking our favorite David Cronenberg films. And we're going to have Craig Dram from Bloodhound Picks join us. So that should be fun.
He is a fucking Cronenberg slappy. And he's jonesing to get in here and throw down on some Cronenberg with us. And I was like, fuck yeah, come on in, man. He just said
He actually recommended the topic, didn't he? Because he wanted us to do it for Cronenberg's birthday.
Right, yes. And then, lo and behold, March 15th, Cronenberg's birthday. We're going to fucking do it.
Yeah, we had the opening.
So he's booked. He's in. Craig's
I don't mean, anybody says. I'll, spoiler alert for 2 weeks from now. Hopefully everybody forgets. Nightbreed will be on my fucking list, okay?
It better be.
Maybe Jason X. I'm feeling froggy.
Oh, my God.
X says, Dave says, oh, damn it. My fat thumbs are going crazy tonight. Dave says, well, let me check my schedule. Okay, it's clear. X says, hell, we had a special guest tonight. The Sock.
No, he's a regular.
He's a regular on our preview show.
The Sock is like the Ed McMahon to our Johnny Carson.
You know what? Let me check that email right here, right on the air, so maybe I can get an exclusive for you.
Oh, yeah. All right. Any other female-directed or written horror movies that we didn't talk about that you guys want to mention? And we can tell you why they're not on our list or just discuss them in general. Throw them in the comments. We'll talk about that a little bit. I do know Colonel, like he mentioned, is dealing with a bunch of bullshit from his French overlords at work, so we are going to keep this one a little shorter than some.
Sorry,
so he can get to... He needs to get his beauty sleep, if you can't tell.
It's okay. Yeah.
I need like fucking 10 years.
Oh, man. So what else is going on, guys?
I'll just say this. I'll stay on topic for a little bit longer. I fucking hate you guys.
Uh-oh.
Again, because I have no idea why the fuck I drew a blank on Deborah Hill, like, at all. Like,
I
was like, fuck!
I didn't want to say it. I was like, I'm not, if he ain't going to put it on, I went, I even gave you the hint. I went, you know, writers count too if that changes your list at all. You're like, nope, same list of people popped up. I went, okay.
That's so disappointing.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I could have stole your thunder again.
Completely stole my thunder, but you left my number one all alone for me. Thank you, Colonel. This is for you. Thank you.
All right. James says, might as well mention Hairwolf. I don't know that one. He says it's a short film, but it's pretty good. We will check it out. We will look for that.
So we need to put it on the list.
Put it on the list. 100%.
You just made the list.
On the list. You know what? We did get confirmation that Shudder has acquired the rights to the amusement park. George Romero's long lost. They claim it's a gem that audience back then, when it was about to come out in the early 70s, was just too out there for audiences to comprehend. So they shelved it for all these years.
I love Romero, but I highly doubt it was too controversial.
If it was that good, they would have released it.
I'm betting there's a reason that he didn't want this out. But, hey, man, still a little bit excited to see some more Romero.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
You know, something fresh.
Did they say when they were going to release that, though?
Just says summertime.
Summer? That's what I thought I had seen, but I wasn't positive about that. Purple Goth says Night of the Demon. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
The one with teens in the ghost house and the girl in black dancing next to the fireplace. That was cool. Is that a female directed movie? Is that right?
A written movie?
We can find out. I'm not sure, but I mean, it is a good movie.
Night of the Demons.
Let's get our research department on that real quick.
I'm on it.
And Patricia asked, why no Ravenous or Blood Diner? Like I said, when I saw it on your list, I think that was real close to making mine. Blood Diner was. Ravenous, I haven't seen in so long, I couldn't justify putting it on. I need to watch it again.
Patricia, both of those films are number six on my list.
No, Patricia,
Don't listen to him.
Ravenous, I have not seen, so I couldn't put it on the list. That is one of the ones of my personal list I made while doing the research that I need to see because it sounded cool as hell. And Blood Diner, I need to watch it again. I've only seen it once, and I really didn't care for it. That was many moons ago. I mean, we're talking 20 years ago when I was 15, 16. So.
Little Colonel? Okay.
Little Colonel.
While you're still doing the research on that, Dave says, don't worry, Colonel. You were distracted by the sock. No biggie.
It happens.
He's always got it at the ready to mop his brow, too. I love that. Patricia says, they put a bust of George Romero in Monroeville Mall.
Yes.
Well, is that where they shot the movie?
Yes. Yeah. One of these days, I will make a pilgrimage to Pittsburgh. Even though sports-wise, I fucking hate that city. I hate everything about that city, except for George Romero and Tom Savini, Greg Nicotero. They're cool. So I did say I would like to go to check out the Monroeville Mall and the cemetery from Night of the Living Dead and sightseeing, since that's actually more obtainable than going out to L.A. and seeing all the sights from, you know, Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right.
I can drive to fucking Pittsburgh.
Let's go to Pittsburgh during football season, go to a convention, and then go to a game.
Oh, God.
If they're playing the Bengals, you guys better have some fucking bail money.
No, I'll wear Bengals attire. I'll fan out with you.
Let's be honest. Us Bengals fans, that's like our rival, them, the Browns. We hate the Browns, but we really hate the Steelers. The Steelers don't give two shits about us. We can't beat them. It's not a fucking rivalry. That's a bye week for the Steelers. So the Pittsburgh fans are probably cool as hell about it. Like, hey, man, what's up? Well, they come to Cincinnati, it's like, oh, fuck you.
I'll wear a Lions jersey and they'll just be totally distracted by our awfulness. And there'll be peace then. They'll be like, you know what? Let's just all have a beer and just talk it out, hug it out, man, because you guys went 0-16. And it hurts.
What's the verdict on Night of the Demons?
Totally written by penis. Written and directed by penis.
And that's why I didn't make the list.
Good movie, though.
It is a good movie, if it's the one I'm thinking of anyway. Purple Goth says, I know the lady who was the main demon. Pink Dress was the punk girl in Return of the Living Dead. That's
Quigley.
Linnea Quigley, yeah. Didn't realize her till I was older. Yeah, there you go. Patricia says, I don't sports. Just simple as that. And that's fine, too.
It's okay.
James says, a list on Letterboxd. Oh, should we put a list together of female written and directed films? Is that what you're saying? Or there may be one on Letterboxd already. I don't know. You're the Letterboxd guy. You always are throwing lists on us from there. Lorena says she's added those to her list. I think she's talking about the movies Patricia mentioned. And Patricia says, Little Colonel. Patricia also adds, my dad is friends with John Russo. Nice. I've known him since I was a youngin'. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell him to tune into Death Curse Society sometime.
We need to.
Wait
a minute.
You have no shame, Crank.
I'm fucking kidding. Jesus.
I know.
BK says, Ziggy, you got to bring up 0-16. Yeah, I know. I know.
I know Cleveland did it after we did, but. Still,
well, let's get back for Patricia. She don't do sports. Let's be fair. Let's do sports.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, gang. Well, that is gonna, I think, pretty much close to wrap it up. So, be on the lookout for next week. Hopefully, we have a special guest.
It's a good one, man.
Yeah, yeah. Don't forget, we've got our shop open over at DeathCurseSociety.com. Make sure to stop by and check it out. You can pick up one of our two original t-shirts. We've got hats. We've got the tasty, tasty coffee mug. Good for almost any beverage. You can pick those up on there. And also, we've got our face masks that we've got. So check those out. And yeah, help us out a little bit. We appreciate it. And for those of you that tune in to us every week, we'll give you a little coupon code. You can take $3 off any order on the store. Just in the coupon code box, type in Thanks Maniacs. That's our thanks to you for joining us every week and listening to our stupid bullshit. We love it. Also, you can tune into us on some of these. We've discovered that some of them are not working. We still need to work out a few kinks on that and figure it all out. But I know you can reach us on Spotify, Anchor, and Breaker. And there was one other one that I know is working right now, but I can't remember which one it is.
I think it's Google Podcasts, but don't hold me to that.
Okay. So if you are a podcast listener, look for Death Curse Society on your favorite platform and subscribe to that so you know when we're doing all that stuff. And thanks again to our final girls and guys. They are subscribed to our members-only stuff, so fairly soon, they will be getting some exclusive merch like this. I just wanted to wear this tonight to show you guys.
That really turned out good.
Oh, yeah. It looks really fucking good. It's our Me Too dedicated to Chris Higgins from Friday the 13th, Part 3. We know it's close to the line. You might get a couple of strange looks from this, but if you explain it to them, that should be all you need to do.
Anyhow,
if you guys
love that.
Oh, yeah, you will attract a horror fan from across the room wearing this because they'll be like, what? Oh, I got a couple of those on Saturday when I wore this. If you want to become a member, you can. You can be a camp counselor for only $3 a month, a crazy route for only $10 a month, or the final girls or guys for $25 a month, and that comes with a lot of stuff. We're working on some more things for you in the near future, so stick around.
Stay tuned.
Yes. Woo. Guys, tell them what's up.
No, I'll tell you what's up. Even though Crank stole the thunder on this one, there's not much else to say. What's up? What's going on?
Just,
keep your eyes peeled for some more stuff coming out on YouTube. We got more reviews coming out. I'm really looking forward to the review for Lucky once that comes out because that was a real conversation piece. I think everybody will enjoy. Let's see here. Well, since might as well let the secret out. Sometime this week, I'll have an unboxing video done. I'm not sure when we'll release for some pretty cool, pretty cool to some of you, not all, wall art I recently purchased. I haven't even opened the box yet. I haven't looked at them. I'm waiting to film it. Till I do, and it's killing me because I've had this fucking big-ass box for like 5 days. I'm doing my best, so be on the lookout for that. Fingers crossed for a ghost to host. I only say that because I didn't see any orbs tonight. Kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Tyrone will find them all and list up.
Time-stamp it for us.
Yeah, he'll time code it for us.
And so I don't want to get any more trouble tonight. I'll just say, don't get sick, wash your dick, and thanks for joining us.
Ooh, yeah. The Colonel, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely. That's why we love him.
Ziggy?
Yes, he's got new content, so do I. The next Zigzag Zone is coming your way. It is Tom Savini Part 2. I've got even more shit. I've got the unedited cuts from Friday the 13th, the final chapter, for this one. It's going to be fucking cool. Yeah, we got this shit going. Crank said it all already. Next week, I want to fucking tell you. They've done some stuff, man. They made a great fucking movie, and we want to have them in here. Hopefully they show up. We will see. But until then, we will just have to wait and see. But show up, man. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a good one anyway.
I kind of like how – I don't know why I haven't even noticed this before, but I like how there are two masks right here behind me. You know what I'm talking about? Mask behind me. I don't know.
Mask behind you.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm really curious to see who your special guest is next week. That could be interesting. Yeah, hopefully it works out.
Shit.
Are they paying attention?
Trail, man.
I'm all about the hints, man. I don't know why.
I know. It's funny.
Anyway, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Thank you again to our members for joining us and subscribing to us. We do appreciate it more than you know. God damn it. Wait till we have some stuff that you're... I want to talk about it too, but we can't. It's going to be so much fun. So, thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you next week when we rank our top five of 2006 for Zigzag for the Colonel. This is Red Crank saying, DCS out. And as soon as I get to the right spot to where this video is, I will say thank you for tuning in. And, yeah.